It's not the quarantine part of the pandemic that's been tough for 65-year-old Delbert Easley.
I'm a homebody anyway.
Living on a limited income and disability, retired Easley uses food assistance. He's visited a couple of drive-through pantries, and a senior service group helps deliver him frozen meals.
Because I have a hard time getting out and to have that food delivered.
It's also dangerous for older people to go out, as they are more vulnerable to COVID-19.
It helped me out a whole lot.
Problems that were small before are big now, and this was actually a big problem before, and so now critical.
Jennifer Sullivan is Secretary of Indiana's Family and Social Services Administration. She says the state raised its hand a few years ago when the USDA announced it could include food delivery for people on SNAP. Now the pandemic has pushed that program open.
We raised our hands high again because we know that there are many individuals who receive SNAP benefits who have lots of additional barriers to food.
Indianapolis is home to many food deserts, areas where healthy food access is limited. Having delivery options for everyone on SNAP could close some of those gaps. And there's a lot of praise for this added benefit. Director of Indiana's chapter of Americans for Prosperity, a political advocacy group, Michael Chartier says the coronavirus crisis fast-tracked many such programs.
You know, by cutting red tape, we let Americans that need it better access to the life-saving materials that they need. This goes across a whole variety of spectrums.
Many groups also advocate for broader, long-term increases in SNAP benefits. The Area Aging Agency that helps low-income seniors like Delbert Easley reports a sharp increase in the need among those they serve. Likewise, the FSSA reports SNAP applications are up more than 250%. Easley recently reapplied.
But I haven't heard anything from them yet, and it's been a good 2 weeks now.
It can take up to a month for benefits to start. The new delivery service is expected to kick off this month. It will be facilitated through electronic benefit cards that most people on SNAP already use. FSSA Secretary Sullivan says the ability to grow Indiana's SNAP program is one bright spot in the pandemic.
The silver lining for our teams at FSSA is that, hey, we were thinking about the right stuff and we need to keep the foot on the gas.
Walmart and Amazon have committed to Indiana's SNAP delivery, and FSSA is working with other companies to reach as many people as possible. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.